Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear, and I am trying to breathe deeply, and I'm going to try not to have a hissy fit. This will probably be a shorter show because I don't think I control myself if I keep talking very long. Before we get into all that, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have a full line of trapping supplies. They have stuff for deer, hogs, bear, fish, full line of predator calls, great people to deal with, great prices, excellent shipping times, and they're just honest, down-to-earth, good people. So if you're looking for products that's in the outdoor world, you need to check out Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. I am trying my best not to use words that I shouldn't use, and I'm not sure it's going to work. See, part of being a mature male is you have to be able to look around the world and try to make sense of it so you can make the best decisions you can for your family, for yourself, for your income, for your retirement, for your medical, for your health, all of that. But how is that freaking possible today? Seriously, how is it possible? See, the thing that blows me away is we are still so freaking stupid as a nation and as men that we go to a news outlet to hear about what's going on with elections. These are the same slimy, greasy SOBs that lied to you about Russia. They lied to you about Kavanaugh gang raping a girl. They lied to you during the impeachment. They basically lied by not talking about how corrupt the Bidens are, how they're on the take with China and Russia for millions of dollars. You're not even seeing the riots that's going on all over the country right now that started on the 3rd before the election that was planned. And they had 200 of them planned. When you see anything about it, you still see mostly peaceful. These lying sons of a bitches that call themselves the media still has us going to them and trying to find out information. How stupid are we? They lie to you about the economy. They lie to you about COVID. I want you to think about something. It used to be in this country, grown men would get on a boat and they would go across to Europe and they would get on smaller boats and they would go to something like D-Day, where it was almost a certain death sentence. But we're such big pussies today as a country that now we're scared to death of something that has a 99.9% survival rate. It is insane. Now I'm going to mess up a quote here because I don't have my phone with me right now. And it's one that I've read several times over the years. And a friend of mine sent this on a text and it reminded me of it. And I'm going to get this kind of wrong, but I think you're going to get the gist. Hard times create hard men. Hard men create capitalism. Capitalism creates soft times. Soft times create soft men. That is where we are today. We're a bunch of wussies with penises. That's what we are in this country. We've sat around for the last 10 years and let the idiotic fools that try to change everything, including our vernacular and the meanings of every word we know, and we just sit around and go, maybe they'll go away. And they don't. Now we're at the point where election laws are being made, obviously for the reason of fraud. Because they know they can't win without fraud. Worse than that, I don't think they care if they do win. They're getting what they want. When I talked about a color revolution, I want you to go back to that. You have to have the people in charge claiming fraud. Now, most of us probably don't watch a lot of CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and all those guys because they're super liberal and we can't trust them. I watched Fox News for a little while on election night. There was no difference between Fox News and CNN. Fox News committed, without question, voter suppression. The way that they called Virginia and Arizona early, they may think in their mind, if they try to make it more exciting and challenging for Trump to win, that people would watch and they'd make more money on their advertisements. No, it was voter suppression from Fox. It was also from the other channels, but you kind of expect that. I just watched Fox for 5 minutes. Fox is not Fox anymore. Fox is not conservative anymore. Fox doesn't even care about the truth anymore. And if you're listening to Fox right now, I feel sorry for you if you believe them. Have they been showing the riots that's going on from all the liberals? No. You want to know why? Because until conservatives get so pissed off and retaliate, that's when they'll start showing the riots. So to everybody that just watches the mainstream media, all of a sudden it's going to seem a shock unless you live in Washington, D.C. or New York or L.A. or Philadelphia or where all these riots are going on in these big cities. You're not going to know about it because the same people that lied to you about everything over the last 4 years has kept this quiet just like they did Biden being a crooked bastard. And then it's going to show Trump supporters kicking ass and calling names. And it's going to be white supremacy. And it's going to be racist. And it's going to be all of this stuff. But see, because that's part of the plan of a color revolution. I don't even think they know they weren't going to win, so they tried to cheat. And they might not get away with it because I've heard some stuff about the mail-out ballots, that there's actually triggers in there that they can test to see if they're real, which I wouldn't put that past Trump, but I don't know if that's real because who can you listen to? Who? Who can we go to? The Republicans? The spineless, ballless party right now that's over in a corner shaking like little infants? Do you hear them out fighting for Trump? Hell no, you don't. Do you want to know why? Because they're cowards. You got the Democrats running straight ahead, doing what they always do, win at any cost, no matter how bad you got to cheat. They never get in trouble. Our laws are not even set up for them to get in trouble anymore. You want to go burn somebody's house down because somebody else got killed that you didn't know? You don't get in trouble. You want to pull someone out of a car and beat them to death? You don't get in trouble. Let a conservative do something. They're going to get in trouble. Let a conservative politician get caught doing something slimy. They're going to get crucified. Let someone like Biden, with millions of dollars coming from China and Russia, where it comes out, where the FBI and the CIA and all said, yeah, this is real. Nothing happens to them. Nothing happens to the Clintons. Nothing happens to the FBI agents that tried to commit a coup against Trump. Nothing happens to them ever. But you get caught going 3 miles over the speed limit, your ass is getting a ticket. It's frustrating. Who are we going to go to? You can't like try to get allies with Republicans because they're worthless. You can't go to the House of Representatives, who's supposed to represent the country, because Nancy Pelosi don't give a crap about fairness. It's about power. You got the Senate. Are you hearing anything from them? No. How about the courts? That is turned into nothing but a political arm of the liberals. Even with Trump appointing appointments. Kavanaugh is not a super conservative person. I think the latest lady they put in, though, happens to be actually an originalist, which is pretty good. But they're going to have to go through all of the lower courts first. Like Pennsylvania, the court, they didn't pass a law. The court said that you can actually get votes after the election. How freaking convenient. Got to know how many you need to win, so you at least got to wait till afterwards so you get the right number. But on Fox News, are you hearing that there's more people that voted in Wisconsin than there are registered voters in Wisconsin? Are you hearing in Arizona that if you're a Republican, they gave you a magic marker instead of a pen because they knew the machine wouldn't read a magic marker? I've seen countless videos now of people pissed off when they realize they've been duped in Arizona. Where BLM basically takes over Detroit and runs out the conservative or the Republican people that are supposed to watch over the counter, runs them outside of the building for 20 freaking hours and tapes up the windows so no one can see what they're doing. Was it Michigan? It came up with 138 ballots for Biden overnight when everybody's asleep, when they weren't even counting anymore. And there it's 100% for Biden. I am so freaking frustrated. And I'm trying to keep a level head. I'm sure you're just like me. You're probably anxious. Because from a business point of view, 57% tax. Is it even worth it at that point? If you own land and Biden gets in, he's talking a 67% death tax. So if you've got a $500,000 house for your kid to inherit it, they've got to come up with a loan for 67% of that value. I want you to think what that's going to mean if you own a farmer or something like that. Every gun you own, they got to buy almost 70% of. It's absolutely fraud. But you're not hearing it. On Fox, they're saying, well, there's just a couple of little episodes. Are you freaking kidding me? Biden said they had the biggest fraud organization in place right now. And with Biden, hell, I don't know if you know if he was just having a I need oatmeal moment or what was going on with him, or he needed a nap. The governor of Pennsylvania said after Philly counts, Biden will win. And this was before the election. Sounds like someone that kind of knows what they're talking about. A friend has sent me a video on Twitter, which I haven't been on Twitter in forever. And there's a guy counting ballots that's shooting birds to Trump ballots, obviously, and throwing them in the garbage. Where are we supposed to turn as a people to try to get justice? I'm afraid it's almost looking like the only way to get justice is lock and load. That's what we're being set up for, is to lock and load. Now the dumbasses that are in the protest and the riots, they're going to be slaughtered. Because they don't have any concept what happens when you get a bunch of rednecks and a bunch of veterans and a bunch of northern hunters pissed off and they show up somewhere armed. They have no concept because they're used to always be able to push and bully people around and nothing ever happens to them. But when a 308 round rips them in two pieces, they'll figure it out pretty damn quick. But the people that set all this up won't be in the streets. All of the organizations that are basically socialist and Marxist that set up these protests, the leaders of those will not be in the streets. but the news media will to show the white supremacy murdering people. There's a reason you're not seeing the riots that's going on right now. You've got to search for them. If you're looking on Google for anything to do with the election, you're a fool. Because they are suppressing everything. Facebook, same thing. Twitter, same thing. I was hearing stuff, people make fun of me because I like TikTok. It seems to be a lot less controlled than other social media. And I can watch certain things on there that I enjoy. Some of it's self-defense, some of it's sports, some of it's about hunting and fishing, some of it's about fitness, some of it's political, and some of it's just people being crazy and doing weird stuff. I have never in my life, until this morning I got on TikTok, heard Republicans so pissed off. They're talking about lining people up and shooting them. They want their heads on spikes. Now, that's something you hear all the time from the left. The scary thing is, the side that's saying it now can do it. I don't quite understand what the purpose is to get a revolution in this country if you're going to lose, and the left would lose. Unless it's to cause so much chaos that the country just can't get back together or function afterwards, I guess is their plan. From a tactical point of view, it's very stupid. From a political point of view, they're obviously thinking it's a good idea. But there's nowhere for us to turn. Half the country knows they got cheated out of the vote. Half the country knows this, and probably nothing is going to happen. And they're going to continue this and continue this and continue this, just the way we do militarily in other countries, to start a revolution, to put a leader in that we want. That's why Fox, for some reason, maybe it's 30% of Soros owning Fox now. I guess he's got enough juice in there to do whatever he wants. The people that are on there, except for Tucker and a couple others, sound like a bunch of just raving lunatic liberals. None of them have any guts to say anything that's real. They just want to play a game. Well, to the half of the country that the game was stolen from, they need to understand, there's a lot of people out there just like me. I took an oath, and it still means a lot to me. I will defend this country against enemies, foreign and domestic. There are hundreds of thousands of me. And there's hundreds and millions of other people that didn't take that oath that I guarantee will still follow what that oath means. I hope Trump can pull something out of his hat. I hope he was smart enough to do something to be able to catch this where it doesn't go forward. But the thing that I'm most amazed at is how cordial we have been, why the left has become outrageous. And we just let them do it. How the Republicans want to play like they're, you know, at a boxing match, and then they've got a street MMA fighter that can kick and throw punches and knees, and they wonder why they're getting their ass kicked. Because Republicans aren't even that good at boxing. Sometime we're going to figure out that the left is serious about what they want to do in this country, and it's to turn this into a socialist Marxist place. And either we're going to take it as serious and shut their asses down, or we're going to become socialist and Marxist and more neutered than we've ever been before, because they've got the power. I do not want to lock and load. I do not want to see this country lock and load. I don't even know what that actually means in this country. Like I said before, who is they? Who are they you're going after? But it is so freaking frustrating, and everybody has been pushed. Their nerves are frazzled. It's human nature when you know that you're being treated unfair that you want to fight back. Only thing I'm saying is keep a level head about what you're doing. That is your job as the man. And if your job is to lock and load, by God, you lock and load and you go to work. And at that time, you don't play by rules. Chivalry and all that bullshit you see in movies, that's not what combat is. It's brutal, it's personal, and it's painful. That's why I never want that to be inside of our shores. I don't think mentally our country is strong enough to survive it. I don't think physically either side is going to be able to do very much for very long before that falling apart. It is so freaking frustrating. But what are we going to do? Who are we going to go to for justice? The liberal courts? The liberal house? The liberal media? The liberal bureaucrats? The liberal poll counters? Who? They know they ain't got anything to worry about, because nothing ever happens to them until it does. I would say one of the main reasons I want Trump to figure out a way to win this election is because I have a feeling after this, you're going to see massive changes in the government. He's not going to have to worry about re-election. The Trump you wanted the first term, I think he's going to show up with tape knuckles and a freaking brass knuckles and a baseball bat. And if needed, I'll be right there with him. Enemies, foreign and domestic. See, the difference is we have two countries right now that are completely apart. A majority of the other part of the country that believes in collectivism, communism, socialism, whatever words they want to put on them, it's tyranny. You tell me the difference between that and China coming to our shores. You tell me the difference between that and Russia coming to our shores. There's no difference. But we treat it like it is. We're fools when we treat it that way. We'll see what's going to happen. At least I know that we've got one guy in the Republican Party right now that's willing to fight. The rest of them, I guess they're in their basements with Joe, counting their money that they get because they're politicians. Hell, I don't know. Our founding fathers knew this day would come, and I hope it's not today. I hope it's not this year. But if Trump does win the election, you're going to see so much carnage, you're not even going to recognize a lot of places. And eventually you're going to start seeing and hearing about the riots, because there's no way that the media can hold that down, what's going on. And if there's retaliation against the people that thinks it's okay to beat people to death and burn property and do all of the nefarious stuff they're doing as peaceful protesters, which is bullshit, it's going to be because conservatives are white supremacists. And look how evil America is. We're in a lose-lose situation right now. We've been outplayed. We've had people that had more gumption than we have. And I'm just curious if we're going to sit around with our thumbs up our butt, wearing it and stroking our vaginas, because that's the only thing we know how to do anymore as a country. And hopefully we just get to watch our Netflix and eat our food and sleep late. I'll talk to y'all next week.